Hi, this is Alex.
And Cass.
Back with another podcast on microscopes.
Microscopes are a tool. It's a lab tool. And they are... I have to go grab papers.
Hold on.
Because
okay.
We didn't get any clues.
Basically what they are they are...
There are a special lab tool that magnifies small objects that you could see, like smaller things such as cells inside of them, and they are used. There are a few types. I'm only gonna name like the one that we use in class. It's called a compound light microscope, and that's the one that we use and we're gonna talk about in this video. And it has many different parts to it, and also the real way to hold it is you hold one hand on the arm and one hand under the base. And then the proper way to use it is do not put it right next to the edge of a table. Instead, put it in the center so that it does not fall off.
Okay, I'm back with the papers about the microscope.
Okay, you'll tell them the parts of the microscope.
Okay, so a microscope has many parts, but some of the main parts are the eyepiece, and that has the ocular lens, and you look through there. The body tube connects the ocular lens to the rest of the microscope. There's the aperture, and that is the hole in the stage that lets the light through. There is the arm, and that's the place besides the base where you carry the microscope. There's the chorus adjustment knob, and that moves the stage up and down when you're on low power so you can focus the image. There's the fine adjustment knob, which makes fine adjustments to focus the image on higher powers. There's the base, and that supports the microscope. It's the bottom, and that's also where you carry it. There's the switch that turns the light source on and off. There's the light source. In our case, it's a light bulb. It projects lights upward through the diaphragm, the aperture, the specimen, and then the lenses. There's the diaphragm, which adjusts the amount of light that is let through. And then there's a stage. That's the flat surface where you place the slide. There's the stage clips, and those hold the slide in place. And then next are the objective lenses. They come in three different powers. We use 4x, 10x, and 40x. And then the last piece is the nose piece, and that moves, and it also holds the objective lenses in place.
Okay, so the way to turn it on is you turn on the switch, which turns on the light, and you start off with low power, which is 4x, and then you use the microscope, and the way to turn it off is you put it, make sure it's on 4x, and then you turn off the switch and then unplug it, and then remove the slide and all that, and then the field of view is like what you're seeing, and total magnification is the total magnification of the eyepiece and the objective lenses.
So, for example, the eyepiece would be 10x, and the lowest power would be 4x. So, our total magnification would be 40x.
And the eyepiece is always 10x. And so, yeah. And you would just multiply the objective lenses by the ocular lenses, which is the eyepiece, to get your total magnification. And that's all for microscopes. Bye. Have a fun.